Good morning. You're on Alive 90.5, and this is Spotlight. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, Darren. It's great to be back after 5 years.
Welcome
I'm really
back.
Excited. Thank you. I'm very, very excited.
And, yeah, it's just like home, isn't it? Studio 2 at Alive.
It's fantastic. And thanks for joining with me, too, because I'm really excited. I think our journey is going to be a good one. We've got lots of great people. We've got lots of great stories to tell, and I'm really delighted to start with our very, very first person this morning. It's really fantastic.
And it's wonderful. So take it away.
Okay, you're on 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and I'm very, very honoured to have a very good friend, personally and professionally, our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Dwyer. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and thanks for Darren. Great to be back again.
It's great to have you back again. You're always a great friend at Alive, and we love having monthly chats with you.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Well, we've got about four or five major areas that I'd like our listeners to find out about what's happening in Parramatta. It's been so dynamic, lots of challenges, but a lot of celebrations. Riverside Theatre, it's been in the paper of late and lots of things there. What's happening with the virtual world there?
Look, Jim, look, Riverside Theatre has closed its doors due to COVID back in March, but the council and staff have worked very hard to bring world-class entertainment directly back to our homes. So Riverside, we launched a fantastic series of four online series shows and concerts in late May called Riverside Theatres Digital with some of Australia's biggest stars. I listened to each of those Sunday nights and was obviously very impressed with the talent. The shows included a musical theatre concert, a cabaret with Jonathan Biggins and Phil Scott, and a children's concert with Justine Clark. The series was a huge success, with hundreds of tickets sold, giving performers a job at a time when people are doing it very tough. But Jim, look, we've got some new concerts coming soon, and Riverside is announcing the full program pretty soon. So we'd obviously like to look at the website of Riverside, because we're just looking forward to the new year when hopefully we can get back to the theatre when we got Packerman Productions bringing back a great show called We Will Rock You. So we obviously encourage everybody to look at that website for Riverside and book in, hopefully.
And can I just say, on behalf of the people of Parramatta, congratulations on the emphasis of trying to find employment and opportunity for our people. That's to me, great leadership, and thank you for doing that. It's around about 5 minutes past nine. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and it's around about 12 degrees outside, so it's nice and warm in here. Lord Mayor, the Powerhouse Museum.
Fantastic place, isn't it? We're looking
forward
to
it. Tell us about it then.
Look, I'm very pleased that the New South Wales government has confirmed that it's still committed to delivering a world-class powerhouse museum in Parramatta. Look, council will do everything in our power to make sure that keeping the powerhouse museum at Ultimo doesn't compromise the promised investment in the city of Parramatta. Look, Parramatta, as we know, is at the centre of global Sydney, and Western Sydney deserves an iconic cultural institution that supports jobs, nurtures our arts sector, and attracts up to 2 million visitors each year, we hope. That's what we're planning for. Look, our community feels very strongly about Parramatta's rich history, and council has always stressed the importance of the Willow Grove and the St George's Terrace. Council last week reaffirmed its support for the retention of these two local important heritage sites. The museum's current design, unfortunately, doesn't include retaining these heritage items. However, it's something that we're going to work with the New South Wales government to work on that, finalising the design process as we move forward. Well, look, council's submitting our response to the project's environmental impact statement before the 21st of July deadline, and we'll continue to work with the New South Wales government as it further develops the design. So look, overall, we're looking forward to working with the New South Wales government to ensure that we deliver an iconic powerhouse in Parramatta's Central River City so that we can be all very proud of in the West.
And I think, Darren, that's really important what our Lord Mayor said in terms of working together.
It's
got to be a collaborative approach to a reasonably complex situation, but one that has its challenges, but only by working together and being transparent can you get the results that people want for the people of Parramatta. So,
and it's a great opportunity, and that's one of my favourite words. And if Parramatta was to lose this opportunity, it would be a terrible shame. So thank you, Lord Mayor, for what you're doing and what the council is committed to in the chamber to push the powerhouse on at Parramatta.
Oh, you're welcome.
The COVID-19 does not escape us. Every media outlet has just endless time spent towards the COVID-19 situation. A number of facilities in Parramatta are opening. What's the progress there, Lord Mayor?
Look, Jim, look, it's fantastic to see our city slowly reopening, but obviously I urge people to remain careful and continue to follow health guidelines. You know, councils reopened a number of community facilities with additional health and safety measures in line with the government's guidelines. Council halls, meeting rooms and community centres are available again for bookings, but there is a limit of 100 people per venue. Capacity at our pools facilities has also increased slightly to 18 people at Epping Aquatic Centre and 12 people at MacArthur Girls High School. The council sports grounds have also reopened for outdoor sporting competitions. Users have to comply with the current public health orders, hygiene and physical distancing conditions. The Parramatta Heritage and Visitor Information Centre has also reopened for limited hours on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, with a maximum 20 visitors will be allowed into the facility at any one time.
I must say it was very great to see the local buzz at North Rocks Park on the weekend with the soccer. I missed it. And when it came back, yeah, there's a bit of traffic on the road and parking, whatever, because I just live near there. But it was wonderful to see the kids playing once again on our local ovals. So it's really good that we're able to come out of COVID a bit, and hopefully we stay there and not go the way of Victoria. And, yeah, so good work. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I was certainly down at Max Road at Winston Hills doing the same thing. It was fantastic to be back.
I think absolutely wonderful. We're social beings and we love to be out and we love to be with people, and to watch your children, grandchildren, friends play their sport, particularly on a weekend, is just fantastic. So thank you for being so diligent in making sure that you try and satisfy those things in and around Parramatta for all the constituents. You have to go reasonably early this morning, not only being our very first cab off the rank, so to speak, but you have a virtual citizenship ceremony this morning. You've had quite a few of them. What's that like? Tell us about how that takes place, please, Lord Mayor.
Well, as you know, Jim, obviously we can't do the usual citizenship ceremonies in Parramatta, where we normally have about 200 or 300 people at a time. That's just not on at the moment. So now, due to those restrictions we've got with COVID, we've postponed council's face-to-face citizen ceremonies until further notice, but we've been conducting them online every fortnight. The City of Parramatta is one of the first councils in New South Wales to offer online ceremonies. And look, it's a lot different, but it's very personal. You're sitting in front of a person, you can see their face, and you get that feedback. They really want to become Australian citizens, and it's great to see that. So, it's as you know, citizenship's an incredible privilege, and council's proud to support the City of Parramatta residents in their journey to become Australian citizens during the COVID-19 crisis. But we have to move forward. There's a lot outstanding. You know, you can imagine Parramatta having 200 to 400 every month. So we've got to catch up, and this is the only way we can do it for the moment.
Fantastic, and a very good response, and as for the celebration of people to our country, and in particular to Parramatta. You're on Alive 90.5, you're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, telling people's story about what's happening in and around Western Sydney, and in particular around what's happening around the hills, Parramatta, Holroyd and so on. So it's a great journey for us this morning, and I hope you're enjoying our show at 11 minutes past nine. Lord Mayor, we hear a term, and particularly the state government, our Treasurer and our Premier, talk about shovel ready. Parramatta has been shovel ready. In fact, lots of shovels have been working tirelessly to change and transform the environment. It's an exciting time. Yes, there's challenges, but exciting time for Parramatta. Tell us about that.
Look, Jim, I think everyone should know by now, look, Parramatta's going through an unprecedented period of growth, and we're in a unique position to lead Sydney's economic recovery from the COVID-19 crisis. Councils had identified more than $26 billion worth of ready-to-go projects across the City of Parramatta, which combined could generate more than 21,000 jobs in the short term and help stimulate Sydney's economy. This includes more than 40 local infrastructure projects worth $64 million that can be delivered in the next 12 months and create hundreds of local jobs. But to do this, we need support from the New South Wales government, including a commitment to invest more money in our city, fast-track the works, and prioritise approvals to encourage private investment. Look, Jim, Parramatta is right to lead Sydney's economic recovery from this pandemic. We have a long list of construction infrastructure projects already underway, from the Parramatta Light Rail to Parramatta Square, the new swimming pool, and many more in the pipeline that will benefit not just our city, but Sydney as a whole.
Darren, I think that's absolutely remarkable. Lord Mayor, we've run out of time. Can you believe that already? I know. I'd like to try and ask one more question if I could, Darren. He's a very hard producer, Darren.
We will run out of time.
All right. Well, we might save that. Would you come back again, please, Lord Mayor?
Look, Jim and Darren, look, I'm always pleased to come here.
Thank you.
To tell you what's happening in Parramatta. I'm very proud of Parramatta, as most people in the West are. You know, we are Westies and we really love our city. And anytime I can do that, I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You're our very first guest. Today's a very special day for Darren and I, and in particular for me, Lord Mayor. The four people on today are people that I'm really delighted to be here and I wanted to be here. Thanks for sharing you and your professional work that you do for and on behalf of our community. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.